new college basketball rankings out over the last couple of days, and K-State getting mentions in both the AP and USA Today coaches poll. K-State receiving 5 votes in the AP. That's good for being unofficially 30th in the country. The Wildcats also got 7 votes in the coaches poll. So some people across the country starting to take a little bit of notice as to what the Wildcats have been able to accomplish thus far this season. They are currently sitting at number 61 in the country in terms of the RPI, and that is a number that's actually going to go up, or it's going to improve, I guess I should say, regardless of what happens tonight against KU. K-State is 61 right now, but they're in the mid-200s in terms of strength of schedule. Because of how the math works out, that is going to get much better tonight after K-State faces the number 7 RPI team in the country. And so their overall RPI should increase as well. What does this mean for K-State in terms of the NCAA tournament outlook? They do get their first mention from ESPN's Joe Lunardi with his bracketology update. It's actually not posted yet on ESPN.com, but he did tweet out all of the latest tweaks to his bracket. He has K-State as his 3rd team out of the tournament, so they are firmly right on that bubble right now. His last 4 in are Northwestern, Rhode Island, Illinois, and VCU. First 4 out are Houston, Marquette, K-State, and Nevada. Next 4 out, Georgia, Ohio State, Texas A&M, and Nebraska. So that's where K-State sits right now. That will not change in any significant way based on what happens tonight, unless K-State actually wins that ball game, in which case the Wildcats would be firmly in the NCAA tournament, and they would also be ranked next week. I would absolutely believe that. But the focus for K-State, if they do lose tonight, will be to take care of their business at home against an Oklahoma team on Saturday that actually is sitting at the worst position of RPI in the Big 12. They are at number 170 right now. The bottom 2 teams in the Big 12 are Texas at 152 and OU at 170. Kind of interesting.
Yeah, gosh, shows you what kind of an impact a guy like Buddy Hield has on a team like Oklahoma.
Yeah, well, sure they does. And they lost some other pretty big pieces as well. I mean, yeah. I stand by what I've been saying for a while, the number 4 spot in the Big 12 is up for grabs. It's actually not KU, Baylor, and West Virginia that are your top 3 in the Big 12 in the RPI right now. Baylor is number 2. KU is number 7. TCU is still really high up there at number 26, and West Virginia is 39. I would expect TCU to drop down.
I would as well. I would expect TCU and West Virginia to be pretty well flipped in that position,
but
pretty soon.
I will say that TCU has impressed me a little bit. I mean, I do think that they are going to have a decent season. I don't think they're an NCAA tournament team, but they are going to beat some teams in the league. There's no doubt about that. I feel the same way about Texas Tech as well. They don't have nearly the numbers with the RPI. They're 93rd in the country. That is 8th in the Big 12. But I really liked what they did against Iowa State, jumping out to a 14-point lead in that game before Iowa State rallied to win in the second half. I'm not big on Iowa State at all. I don't think that they're going to win very many games outside of Hilton Coliseum. So still a lot to shake out with this Big 12 schedule, but so far where we sit today, K-State is in decent position.
Decent position, but
and I know you could feel.
You might have seen my joke I made last night that it's the first mention of K-State being near the tournament, and we're still behind Northwestern.
Yeah, but Northwestern, I mean, I understand.
They might just finally make a tournament.
Yeah, I understand the Northwestern has never made
just
an NCAA
might.
Tournament, but they do have a pretty good resume. They've done a nice job this year. And if you want to use that logic, you could also use it to say, well, K-State's first mention with the tournament comes in front of Ohio State, which
Fair
is
point.
A team that has made a lot of NCAA tournaments.
That's true. I mean, I don't mean that as a sound, oh, we're doomed, forget about it type of deal. It was meant more in jest. But
you did have the Chiefs 8-8, if I recall correctly, and that was only like 6 weeks ago.
In all fairness, I admitted very shortly after that, I think within hours, that and I quote, with "I'm an idiot" and nothing more.
Yeah. It's all right. We're
all right. Well, I at least owned up to that hot take very, very quickly.
I was pretty far off in a lot of things from
K-State football.
2016. I'm turning over a new leaf in 2017, trying to be better with my predictions. I have picked two correct outcomes in a row with K-State sports, with them beating Texas, and I can't remember what the one was before that. But at least I'm starting off 2017 red hot because I picked K-State to beat Texas at home last Friday night. Heading to our next break here in hour two, we're going to get you as close to 6 o'clock as we can before we have to send it out to the MHS Gymnasium. John Kurtz and Mitch Fordner will have the call of Manhattan High basketball against Topeka High up until 7 o'clock. Then they will shift over to NewsRadioKMAN.com, and we will have coverage of K-State and KU. When we come back, the number one thing I am excited about in 2017. It has nothing to do with sports, but I have been looking forward to it since I was in third grade at Amanda Arnold Elementary School. I'll tell you the story coming up next on The Game.
Get in the game.
Meadowlark Hills Medical Professionals Clinic welcomes AP.